Vayikra, Chav Zayin says, Umigdoshay Tilo, the Gemara Yevamos, the Pog explains as well. Took the Gemara Yevamos. That the Pasuk is teaching us as follows. It's not the Pshat took the Gemara, that a person has to have an Eino and a Yira of the structure, of the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdosh. Rather, Zuk the Gemara is the Torah is telling us that we should instill in our hearts an Eino and a Yira that the Shechina is in the Mokai of the Mikdosh. There's a Pasuk, Yechezkel, Perek Gedalev, Pasuk Tazayim, that the Pasuk over there tells us the Mikdash Ma'at, which the Gemara in the Gilead and Choptesim and Aleph Darshans, the Mikdash Ma'at means as follows. Elo bote kinesis of etim idroshes, Shiva Baba. As we showed the Gemara in the Gilead. That means as well, the Novi is promising us that the Maisa, throughout Baba, all through Golas, there will be a Mikdash Ma'at, a kleiner base of Edrish, a kleiner base of Mikdash, which is our shuls. And this represents the base of Mikdash. And the same aim of a year, the same covet, the same fear that a person has to have, that the Torah tells us on the Beis HaMikdash, a person has to have also on a Mikdash Ma'at, i.e. a Beis HaKnesses, a Mokoyim for Tnila. That is the Shitas HaYurayim. The Yurayim says in Simon Shem Chavdalet, it's not in Yurayim, it's not in the Smag, and the Smag can come up and come up with Yishonim, the Marsham brings them down. And the Yurayim holds that the Chiyuv, to have covered to a base of Knesses and a base of Medrash is a chiyuv min ha-toyecha. As they learn, come and become a Rishayim. That the chiyuv to have fear for a base of Medrash and a base of Knesses is a chiyuv min ha-toyecha. It's nichlal in the mitzvah of Moira Mikdash. Just like the base of Mikdash, a person has to have covered, and here for the Mela is the same thing by a base of Knesses and a base of Medrash. Okay, let me get right on. Other Rishayim, hold on, that the mitzvah to give covenant to have fear of the Beis HaKnesses is only with the Rabbanon, because it's a mokum miyuchad for tefillah. According to the Ramban, the Beis HaKnesses be'etzim hitaynas has no more kedusha than any other chayfetz that was used for a mitzvah, and the Mele doesn't have an intrinsic kedusha. Now the Meisa come over, come over, showing him a holding again. I'm not going into how we pass it aloch with this machlekes, but kolponim we have over here, come over, showing him that a holding. That there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv min ha-toyah for a person to have fear of a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. This Beis Hashem is a sugya that I wanted to speak about today. It's a very unspoken about, unknown sugya in halacha of the halachas. Again, I always say, a lot of people think I'm speaking Musa and Hashkafa. Everything I'm speaking is Alpi Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Meshavur, Chashulchan, and all the poiskim in Or Chaim, in Chelek Aleph, in the Gavi Hilchot Tefillah. Just a couple more things. As we know in Yaakov Avinu, arrived in Choron, so he realized, oh, he passed Haram Aviyah, which is the one who was the mocking of the Beis HaMikdash in future, and he didn't daven there. So he realized his mistake. He obviously, Rashi tells us, he went all the way back to Haram Aviyah, and the Meisah, we see the Gadlus, and we see already from the Ovis HaKdash, that the Meisah, the person has to daven in a mocking you had for Tefillah. We spoke about this when we discussed Tefillah, Betzibor with a minion, that even if a person by mistake doesn't manage to get a minion, of Al Kopponim to daven in a shul, the daven in the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset is a mila, a little more than anywhere else that you can daven, over any other place in the world. That's a vada. Now, let me get right up. The Meisah, there is a shayla in the poskim. What's better, to daven in the Beis Knesset or a Beis Medrash? I don't want to go too much into those halachas. The Ikar, I want to get into the main halachas, which are negeir for people. When we're dealing with the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset, again, it's negeir to us, before Hashem. We're sitting in the other coasters and Beis HaMedrash all day. So we get these shaylos all the time. Eating, sleeping, taking our shortcuts, all of these sort of halachos that are negeah in a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. So there's a logic of Rambam. The Rambam, tells us as follows. Zuk the Rambam, that any mokum where you have 10 yidin, associated in Rambam, any mokum you have 10 yidin, is a chiv on those yidin to build a Beis HaKnesses. They have to build a mokum which is designated miyuchad for tefillah, as we state in Rambam, is a chiyuv on all those people that live there to build such a thing. Now the Meisah is very interesting. A Beis HaKnesses, as we know, has a very, very unique status more than other things. It's not the pshat that the Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash happens to have tefillah inside, happens to have Torah inside. The pshat in the Beis HaKnesses, and we learn this from different halachas, right? From the Gemara, from halachas and Chayim, is that there's an intrinsic kedusha to a Beis HaKnesses. Al kedei kach, we know the halacha is that if a Beis HaKnesses was destroyed, so there's certain halachas that apply to the bricks. Why? Because there's an intrinsic kedusha that actually is held on a Beis HaKnesses. Chazal, for example, is a Gemara in Megillah Choftes. Famous Gemara in Megillah. Zut the Gemara in Megillah Choftes that we know when the Mashiach comes, all of the Beis HaKnesses, all the shuls in the ganze world are going to be transported here to Yerushalayim. And not only the shuls of the Gemara, is the earth, right? The ground underneath the shuls are going to be transported here to Yerushalayim bezman that Mashiach comes. Why? Poshet. Zut all the Mephoshim. Because the Beis HaKnesses is something that Be'etzim is Goydash. It's another kedusha. It's not that it's a building that has a minion inside it. No, it becomes that the walls are permeated with this kedusha of Tefillah. Okay, that's very interesting because the inyanim now you see go around every place in Klal Yisrael come out as a shtibel, right? That's how it is. Baruch Hashem, it's a motika baila. There's inyanim all the time. The shtibeloch. Everywhere you go, there's these little rooms all over the place. There's a minion over there. There's a minion over there. It's gavaldik. There's one small chesaron to a shtibel. Just a very small chesaron to shtibeloch. What's the chesaron? The chesaron is a zoy. Amol used to be when a person went into a Beis HaKnesses, went into a shul. So as kach is the halacha that the shul has to be the tallest building of the whole city, of the whole town. Nothing is allowed to be taller than a shul. And you can imagine when you walked into the shul, there was this huge building with a huge ceiling, big chandeliers, nice windows. You walk inside there, it's mamish. You got to have the emor, you have the pachas. I'm walking into a shul. So when you went inside, your hanhoka was totally different. It wasn't just that you're in the street, you're in a shul now. But she'enke now, with shtibloch, like I said, Baruch Hashem, it's a motika maila. But the chesaron is that you're walking into a room. So you walk into a room, you think I've had any kedusha b'chal. We have to realize that every single mochim of a Beis HaKnesses of a mochim yuchad v'tfilah has exactly the same kedusha as anything else, however big or however small it is. The ma'aseh it's got a chiyuv that a person has to be moyer and covered it in a way that we're going to discuss Beis Hashem today. Okay, come again later.
A bigger shul doesn't necessarily have more kedusha.
No, it does not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There could be other things that go on there as well, but pashtus not. Exactly the same. Any mochim that's miyuchad v'tfilah, however big or small it is, it's going to be having wonderful kedusha. Okay. The ma'aseh we have to realize that the Gemara Megillah tells us. And the more Klal Yisrael used to go up, tremendous tirchus to go up to daven the Beis HaMikdash, to pour their hearts out to Ribono Shel Olam. As we have to realize that Chazal are telling us that in the Chanami we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have something. We've got a Mikdash Ma'at, and that is our Beis HaMikdash and our Beis HaKnesses, that Mamela we have a wonderful opportunity to pour out our hearts to Ribono Shel Olam. Come again later. The Gemara in Brachos Davov tells us that we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is commonly found, but after the Beis HaKnesses. And we know that Loshna Chazal is ain't tefillosu shel odom nishmas ela beis haknesses. That a person's tefillah is heard more than anywhere else, dafka in a beis haknesses. Okay, let me get weiter. Now, the ma'aseh that's common in Hogim that people have when it comes to beis haknesses, for example, the minhag of putting in their tomit, is a motzi minhag that are covered to place a candle, an electric light over the Arunei Kodesh, so it should always constantly be there as cover to the Beis HaKnesses. We know that during davening, people light candles, also as cover to Tefillah, cover to the Mokrim. The Shulchan Aruch, for example, tell us, this is all in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Kufn and Aleph, and the Poskim tell us as well, when a person leaves a shul, he should not leave with his back facing the Arunei Kodesh. You don't walk with your back facing the main part of the shul, and you should walk around and turn around and face outwards. Now, the Ma'aseh is very interesting, because there's actually a Taz in Yerideus in the Meshpei base. And the Taz that talks about how is it shayach for a Bal Gaushin. Well, how does someone give a drush in the shul? They take a shtender, they turn it around in front of the Orin HaKodesh, and they push a Gaushin and give a Yeshidus Mahalach. So the Taz in Yerideus and says over there, for many reasons that we can't go into, it's a Maisa that's about the Mutter. He's allowed to turn it behind, he's facing the Tzibur, but that Tzibur, maybe that's Mutter. Of a style, a person shouldn't turn his back to the Orin HaKodesh. Let me get weiter. Oh, it's very, very interesting after Mutig Gemara this. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos that Ches tells us as follows. Look at the difference of Chazal and they say certain things. On one hand, Chazal says as follows. Chazal is saying that any person that lives close to a Beis HaKnesses and doesn't go inside, he's considered a bad neighbor and he causes the children to go into Golus Chas V'Sholem all because of what he does. Masha'inkin in a positive light took the Gemara and Brochas over there, Dachas. Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't understand it. He saw people in Bavel that were very, very old. And he didn't understand how are these Zoycha to such a long life. So the Maisa, right, there's a Gemara Dachas over there, and he says, and he said that he realized that the reason why they lived such a long life is because they came early to davening, they came early to shul, and they left late. They weren't in a rush to leave. They weren't in a rush to get out, and the layers of the Gemara, that's the wonderful schus that they had, and they lived a long life because of that. It's a tremendous thing. A person has to be careful. Sometimes the minion finishes and everybody's, you know, shtippering to get out over there. So if I'm just coming to the Besa Medrash, he's just coming to the Besa Knesset, to stop pushing and shtippering to get out, he's a mother, Nish covered to the Besa Knesset. But again, like I'm not discussing Musa. It's Halacha L'Maisa. It's all brought down in Poskim, that again, Hanhogah should be kept. Now, the one thing before we go on to the Etzah Halachas is as follows. Is there a difference between the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash? So most of our places that we daven in are not Beis HaKnesses. And it's very interesting. Go around even the world. Now I've done this. Look around and you will come out not find anywhere that it says, there are a few, ask him, that say Beis HaKnesses. Very few. There are, but very few. Most of them say Beis HaMedrash, the Torah, the Tzvina, the Gansel, the Shainz, that they write. What's the pshat? Because any mokhoi that is miyuchad for both Torah and Tzvina has got a din of a Beis HaMedrash, not a Beis HaKnesses. Now, the halachos of a Beis HaMedrash are much more meikal than the halachos of a Beis HaKnesses. And again, mut chas b'sholem, because a Beis HaMedrash is less chomor and less kodesh than a Beis HaKnesses. Maket, there's a shayin in the poskim, what's got more kedusha? A Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash? The Maisa, the Halacha, the Maisa, we paskin that a Beis HaMedrash is more Kodesh than a Beis HaKnesses. And so we paskin the Rambam, in Perek Gedalot, in Ochos Tzvila, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simit Tzadik, Sif Yud Ches, Yeridayas, and Reish Fem Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin, that we paskin that a Beis HaMedrash is more Chom. Now, whatever the case is and what the Nachmanides are, I'm not going to go into every detail. So, we're going to get to eating in a moment. Well, we'll get to it. Oba, you have to know that there are differences in a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaMedrash normally brings a lot of the halachas to be much more makel, as we're going to explain now when we go to different halachas. There's an interesting shaila from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai wants to know, in his days, they wanted to teach a language of Arabic or maths in the same classroom that they taught Torah. And the Ben Ishchai is a kasha. Are you allowed to teach Torah in the same room that you're teaching Divrei Chol? Or forget Divrei Chol in the room that you're teaching Torah. Now, the Maisa, you pass the halacha, the Maisa, it's about the Osa. It's Osa. You can't use the Zelba classroom for Kodesh and Chol. It's not Shaykh. Now, the Maisa in Antwerp, many years ago, when they built, it's a new school over there, so by law, in Antwerp, they had to, by law, teach secular studies. They had to teach the Bichol, that was the Mahalach over there. The Maisa, they sent the Shai, it was a Belzer Cheder, they sent the Shai to the Belzer roof, right, which was Rabban. They sent the Belzer roof to answer the Shai. Are they allowed to teach in this cheder, in the same room that they teach Divrei Kodesh, all Torah, Tefillah, everything? They're going to teach now secular studies. And Rav Paskin Avadim, which also, and they have to miyachid separate classrooms for Divrei Chol and separate classrooms for Divrei Kodesh. Now, the Maisa, the
minute. I was learning in Belgium, it wasn't like that.
In Antwerp?
No.
Somewhere else. Okay. In Achanami, the minute of most places in Klal Yisrael is Nishtazay. Most places that everybody here knows, right, at least the English people that I know, will definitely know this, that in a school, at least this is where I come from, the school generally has classrooms, and these classrooms are used for both Kodesh and Rukhan, right? They're not Machalik. Now, the Maisa, it seems to me that's the minute. Again, there are many reasons to be Makel. One of the reasons they make this Pasha Zazim, when they built the school, and they built the classrooms, they didn't build it, this is going to be for Kodesh, and maybe now you can't do for Chol. They built it, this is going to be classrooms. Now, I want Milachad for either one. So it happens to be that they use it both for one and the other. Maybe that's a mockum to be maker. But again, Kamar Achreinim, Taka want to be machme in this Indian. Eating and drinking in a shul. What's the halacha with eating and drinking in a shul?
So shul means Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses.
Sorry?
When you say shul.
Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, we'll start with Beis HaKnesses, then we'll go to Beis HaMedrash. Start with Beis HaKnesses. Let me start with Beis HaKnesses. So there's a shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch in Simchat Kuf Nunalev says as follows. The etzem la locha meika hadin. It is also to eat and drink in a Beis HaKnesses. That's the halacha, right? Now we know that a Talmud Chacham, for example, and by the way, Talmud Chacham doesn't mean that it's a greiser roof. A Talmud Chacham means someone that's got a little bit of knowledge in Torah and going to deliver Talmud Chacham in the Gabi these halachas. Now, if for a Talmud Chacham, for him it would be a bitul Torah to leave the shul and then to come back again, so for him it could be Mekel. Now, a Beis HaMedrash is a little bit more Mekel. That's the meaning in a lot of places is they serve, you know, for the Chassidish place, they serve chicken, all these zachim, they serve in the shul. Again, there's a vada brachim to be Mekel in such a case to eat a Derech Hanai, or for example, a Talmud Chacham, or someone else that's going to cause him bitul Torah, there's a vada, he can be Mekel, right? I can't be seeing with my own eyes, I'm going, Reb Chaim Dovol Tuski Zatzal, the item from Rosh Hashiva of Scheinberg, for many, many years, I sat together with him and he was eating breakfast in the Beis Medrash every single day. Again, someone like him, where every single word was, every single minute was Mamash Kodesh Kodashim, so that he's not Mokhoi to go out. Let me go later. So again, Mika Adin is a Bada Asa, but again, if it's going to cause a little Torah, then a Bada is a Mokhoi to be Mekel. Let me go later. Sweets, and then some other person that speak about sweets during Simchas Torah, they want to be more Mekel, that a person's allowed to have sweets and all these sorts of things on Simchas Torah. Okay, let me go later. Going into a shul to save yourself from a predicament. For example, you're walking in the street, or you're walking, let's say, in the yeshiva complex over here, and all of a sudden, a downpour of rain. What's your first reaction? Go to the Beis Medrash. Well, Baruch Hashem. So you walk into the Beis Medrash. Why are you walking to the Beis Medrash? To learn? To Tzavada. But let's say you're not going in to learn right now. You're going to worship because the rain is causing you to go in. Salach is awesome. Go into a shul. What's going to get, right? Sometimes you're walking somewhere, you have to see a shul, the rain's coming down. Ooh, we'll shelter in the shul. You're not allowed to do such a thing. That's the only building that's normally open. You're not allowed. God, use the shul and the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, not enough gemina, for your personal usage. And it's worked in, by the way, with the sun, it's worked in with lightning, any sort of thing like that is about to going to be a problem to do that, right? You don't use a shul for your personal purposes. However, Zut Mishtabura, you don't necessarily have to lose out. You don't have to lose out because of the Kedush of the Beis HaKnesset. And Mimela, if there's no other building for a person to go to, there's no other Efsheroi, there's no option for you to go anywhere else. The halacha is, Mishabura, is you're allowed to go into the shul, but Avada, you should try and learn there a little bit, say a couple of psukim, say halacha, a mishnah, pasuk, whatever it is, Mimela, you could do that. But again, if you've got another option, Avada, you should take another option. But if you've got no other option, then you can make it. It's the same thing halacha, it's been a gay, right? I'm sure the Olam understands this. Sometimes you're thinking and learning, tons of thoughts go through your head, and all of a sudden it starts raining or the wind, and you want to go to shul to have more miluchas and nefesh. You need to be able to think better. So then, in Achanami, the Zavada is more makeup. Let me get right. Sleeping. Sleeping in the Beis HaKnesset, Zavada is going to be also as a double portion, right? Even if you're taking a very short little nap, just to put your head down for a moment, just to give yourself some more koyches to go writer, the etzem in the Beis HaKnesset is about going to be awesome. However, people that sit in the Beis HaKnesset, Yom Ha'Loyla, sitting and learning, to Zavada, they can be Mekel. Man, especially nowadays, that most of our shuls are Beis HaMedrashes, as the Beis, you want to take a small nap on the shtender, on your arm, you need to give yourself a little bit more koyach, there's a Zavada, you can be Mekel in such a matzav. And this is better than what everyone did in Europe. What do you think they did in Europe? When they had to sleep, they probably went to sleep on the bench, in the middle of the Beis HaMedrash. That's what they did, right? There's no other option. It's a Zavada, it's a lot of these people learn Yom Ha'Loyla, and there's a Mokah to be Mekel. But the sound to go into the shul, because let's say in your roof, they're playing the music. And Moshe, I've got nowhere to rest right now in the afternoon. I want to lie down. I want to rest for a few minutes. And I play music in the dorms. So I'm like, it's awesome to go into the shul. Kidei, just to have a nice, quiet place to learn. It's awesome. It's Moshe. That's another Moshe. Going in later. To give a hesped. To give a hesped. The Gemara tells us before you should not have to give a hesped in a Beis HaKnesset. Why? It's not covered. Again, not the fact that there's Kalas Reish going on. There's no Kalas Reish going on in a hesped. Oba, it's not covered to use a Beis HaKnesset for your own personal needs of using a hesped. However, as we know, the Gemara already tells us, a chiluk. Zot the Gemara, it's a chiluk who we're dealing with. If you're dealing with a zah, who should we eat? A room for a shishiva, a big gadol. There's so many people going to come to the hesped, to the levaya, that you need to accommodate the space, or tuck it to cover for him to be in the Beis HaKnesset, then about it you can be Mekel. But stump to use the Beis HaKnesset, that open, is about it going to be awesome. Let me get invited. To use a shul as a personal shortcut should not be done. If you've got no other option, then Avada, you can do so. You can use it as a shortcut, but Avada, you should be saying a couple of words. Very interesting. I once heard from a Rabbi from America. He says, the unbelievable amratza that goes on. The Gemara says, it's like, so the Gemara, you go into a shul as a shortcut. Right? Rain again over here. You want to go to one side, you want to get to the other side without going into the street. No. So you're using the shul as a shortcut. And the Rabbi says, the Gemara tells us, Mufush, that what you're meant to do is you're meant to learn something. Now, if you don't know how to learn, i.e., you don't know how to learn anything, so sit down. What does the Olam do? Everyone comes to Miss Measures, and everybody sits down. Wait, show the oil and go down to learn. What's the matter with you? So often the Gemara, often the Shulchan Aruch. That's what I do. I walk inside, say it's a posik, a halacha, whatever it is, and go weiter. But again, lechatchila, we don't use a shul as a shortcut unless there's no other oifen, no other way. However, if you need to go into a shul for a different reason, for example, you need to go and call out your friend, then about it's mutter. Or didn't want to go and borrow it safer, it's about it's mutter. Again, these are times that about it's going to be mutter. Let me get weiter. Living above a shul, I once had to deal with a fellow that lived an apartment above an actual shul. Tremendous shalis, I won't go into now all the details in the track of the Maisa, there's tremendous shalis, enough to mean where his bathroom is, if there's a Sefer Torah, not in a Kodesh, how far it is, how many stories it is, whatever. Again, these are shalis that come up that a person has to be aware of in those cases. I'm going to go back to a few more lotters, because we've got a lot more to do. Now, shul and chutzlores, a lot of people say that a shul and chutzlores is more maker because it was built out tonight. Built out tonight means when they built it, they built out tonight, it can be used for other things. There are posts on the Soinach on this. Again, tremendous machlokes we showed them. Don't want to go into the yoni right now because it's going to take too long. Oh, but don't be Soinach on out tonight in Chutzlois and in Eretz Yisrael. You can't be Soinach it whatsoever. It's a very big yisoid. Right? It's a very again, by the way. There was an article that was written, I think a number of years ago, that said as follows. The headlines of this article was, "Shoot me at the wall." And it was referring to the Kreisel. And it was referring to people that take pictures of other people at the Kreisel. And again, I'm not getting into that shkofa now, because that's not my inyan right now. I'm talking halacha lemaisa. Is there any problem with posing for pictures at the Kreisel? It's very, very not clear. Because it could be that posing for a picture at a zan mokrim is a shayla of kalas roish. And if it's a mokrim that's miyuchel v'tvila, which a kosher is zichel miyuchel v'tvila, so you're doing kalas roish in a mokrim that's miyuchel v'tvila, we're not discussing a shkofa musa. We're discussing isagomu. It's a shayla of the maisa. Again, I'm not asking it's also gomu, but our component to realize is not zazak, there's something called kalas roish in the mokim, for example, for sure, in the place where everybody's doubting, maybe a little bit higher up, maybe it could be a bit more makel, up in the mokim that's calling off, that this is a tefillah, and people are running around with pictures, this is a shayla of the maisa la'alocha, of kalas roish at the place. And again, you have to realize the kosher is a mokim of tefillah that they've only going, that the Chofetz Chaim is chalishing to see as a mokim that they never managed to see. And we get to see whenever we want, we have to be there. It's not a Kedusha there, it's got a bit of a shul. Forget it, it's a Midrash, not Misa Midrash, but the Midrash, Misa Knesset, Cholak Mokhus. So then a person should be careful. Now, there's all sorts of shalis of making things in the shul, like a Shadashidas, and a Latish, and a Lechayim, fundraising dinners, which aggravate that can come and ask you that can pass in the mutter to make fundraising dinners in the shul. So of the Misa Knesset, so of the shul, it's about this mutter. Upshas again, it's a shal in the post, you're going to have to make an upshah there. Two more shalis. And I'm going to say a Maisa. There's a Ramah. A Ramah, very interesting halacha this one. There's a Ramah in Simon Sadik Ches. Look up the Ramah yourself, very interesting. Says the Ramah, you're not allowed to kiss children in the shul. Bring again, everybody knows this halacha. For the Ramah, Simon Sadik Ches. You're not allowed to kiss a child in shul. What's the pshat? Poshut, to give a person a little bit of discipline, that he should realize that there is no arvo, there's no love compared to the arvo of the Rabbi Nishinon. Now, how do people understand this Ramah? Most people understand this Ramah, I'm not saying it's wrong, but most people understand this Ramah. Poshut, in a shul, you cannot kiss a child. Pretty poshut, right? That's in the article we'll probably translate the shulchan aruch there. That's a double poshut. Comes on with Moshe Loyd. So with Moshe, no. This is the goodness of Moshe. Moshe is, where was this Ramah placed? It wasn't placed in Hilchus Beis HaKnesses. It was placed in Hilchus Davening, in Hilchus Tefillah. So with Moshe, Shema Mino. What do you see from here? That the fact that the Ramah was placed in Hilchus Tefillah, not over Beis HaKnesset, that the only Issa to kiss a child is Bizman HaTefillah, not in Beis HaKnesset. And they bring down, again, I didn't check it, the Maisa, they do bring from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe himself would kiss his grandchildren in a shul, not during davening. People said to Rav Moshe, what's that? The Ramah. He said, no, the Ramah was talking about B'Shaz HaTefillah. Shalom B'Shaz HaTefillah is about the Motah. The last halacha is to enter a shul with a knife. It's about a problem, or with a gun, because a gun and a knife is something that shortens a person's life, and a shul is something that lengthens a person's life in this world. Look, Lord, I said one last halacha, and then Be'ez Hashem a story, and then we finish for today. I just want to get through these halachas before the Maisa, before we finish all the other tefillah. There's an Issa Gomu, again, we're not discussing Musa and Ashkafa, we're discussing halacha and Maisa. There's an Issa Gomu for a person to talk in shul. In a Beis HaMedrash, in a Beis HaKnesses, even Shaloi, B'Shaas HaTefillah. What's the Pshat? Poshut, it's a Kedusha going on in the Beis HaKnesses, there's a Kedusha in the Beis HaKnesses, and the Poshut, you're being the Salzel in this Kedusha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting, listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha is talking about speech that has its tzairich. Why? Because speech without its tzairich is also in your bedroom. So rather, we're talking about only a speech that has its tzairich, that's not talking about Torah or Tefillah, is the Maaseh Zukim Mishimur should not be done in a Beis HaKnesses. Comes along the Orech HaShulchan, so the Orech HaShulchan, Pasha Lekasha. If it's so awesome and it's so chomo, why does no one do it? Why is everybody talking? Elamai, listen to this. As a limud schos, so the Orech HaShulchan, I have a limud schos, why the Olam does it? Because a mensch, a person, they feel that their talking is such a tzoyuch gadol that they push couldn't manage without it. So for a person to say something that's a tzoyuch gadol, so the Orech HaShulchan is a limud schos for people to talk. But again, Avada, we should try not to do such a thing in Tefillah. I want to say one last maisa. There was a maisa shoy b'chosan mekala. Chosan mekala, Baruch Hashem, they got married. Straight after the chuppah, they go to the yichud room. Nope, they walk into the yichud room, all the brachim are singing and everything's kabaldi. They walk into the yichud room, they close the door of the yichud room. Nope, she looks around and she sees in the corner, what does she see? A Filipino guy. A Filipino guy standing in the corner. She says to the chosan, what's he doing here? It's the yichud room. He said, oh, him. First of all, let me give you a little bit of background. This chosan came from a tremendously wealthy house. Tremendously. He was used to servants, waiters, everything you can imagine. And so he comes down and says, oh, him. Listen, if we need something, he'll be here to serve us. If we need some more drink, if we need, you know, this, that, the other, whatever you need. So maybe he'll go get it for us. Are you crazy? It's a yichud room, hello? Get him out of here. He says, come on, please, do me a favor. I'll tell you what. I won't even say a word to him. I won't say a word. I'll be meramis to him. If I need anything, I'm not going to speak to him. I won't speak to him until he's not there. But I'll be meramis to him. I'll give him, say some kind of remez with my mouth or with my ear, whatever. And he'll come. Ah, you need orange juice? And I'll go run and get orange juice. And she probably wouldn't have it. She said, absolutely not. But basically, you know where this maisa happened? Right here in the shul. Why? We have yichud, we say the shul, yichud to remind yishul, we're asking the loyalam. It's a yichud with asking the remind yishul loyalam. And what do? We have this telephone thing. Now we said, no, we're not going to speak during davening, but we'll be rabbis. We'll say, or we'll say a couple of whatever, the fingers go over there, tape the thing over there. We'll be rabbis. Oh, but some of the bunch of this is a yechud room. If you're in yechud, you don't want anybody else. And the main person has to train him, has it this inyan, not to be rabbis to anybody.